Okay, we have been doing for several months already, years already, I think, sugyas relating to the Daf Yomi that we've been learning, and I've been trying very, very hard to not make them too closely related to the Daf Yomi, so that they could be topics that anybody could pick up on and enjoy, and especially since we're learning Rosh Hashanah now in the Daf Yomi, so it's not really the time of the year where we want to hear about, I mean, we always want to hear about everything, I guess, but not really the time of the year that we want to focus on Rosh Hashanah. The title of this shiur may be somewhat misleading, because it is not really primarily a Rosh Hashanah shiur. It is a shiur that opens up with Rosh Hashanah and is really a much broader shiur that covers really all areas of halacha. The title we're calling it is Be'inyan Tkiyos Demiyushav Demu'umad, which talks about the actual Tkiyas Shofar, but that's not really what it's about. What we're going to try to develop is an understanding of the relationship between a mitzvah and doing a mitzvah better. And once a person has done his mitzvah, can he then go back and do that mitzvah again, better, in a better way than he did it the first time? Is there any value in that? Or do you say, no, you did your mitzvah's over, there's no value in going back and trying to do it again? Most famously, there's the comment of the Beis HaLevi, and Brisker Rav quotes from Reb Chaim as well, that if a person on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, for example, has two esrogim, one of them is vaday kasher, but it's not so mehudar. And he has another one that's definitely mehudar, it's beautiful, but it's safek whether it's kasher or not. It may be chaser, you're not sure if it's missing a little piece, but it's definitely mehudar. So which one should you take first? Which one should you say a bracha on first? So the Beis HaLevi said, and Reb Chaim said, definitely take the one that's suffik kosher first, because once you take the one that's vadai kosher, it's a waste of time to take the one that's suffik kosher and more mahudar. Ah, it might be kosher and it might be more mahudar. Yeah, but it's too late. You already did the mitzvah when you took the first esrog. So it's better to take the one that's suffik kosher, but vadai mahudar, and that way, if it is kosher, you're getting a hiddur mitzvah in the best way, and if it's pasul, so no problem, you always have the other esrog that you can get the mitzvah with. But if you were to take the one that's vadai kosher first, then you definitely get the mitzvah right there, and you lose out on the opportunity to do the hiddur. Now that comment of the Beis HaLevi gives the very strong impression that once a mitzvah is over, it's over. There's no going back to improve on a mitzvah. If a mitzvah's already been done, there's nothing you could do to change it. So I want to show is, and it's not my own stuff tonight, I'm saying over really from three different essays in the Minchas Asher on the Moadim, and Rav Asher Weiss's Shurim on the Moadim, Simin Vav and Simin Membez and Simin Memhei, in different places he discusses this concept, but the Pesach to the discussion, the opening to the discussion, is a discussion of a Gemara that we just did this week in the Daf Yomi. The Gemara tells us in source number one, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Token Marin Kshein Yoshvin, V'chozrim Token Marin Kshein Omdin. Why is it that when we blow Tekios when we are sitting, so to speak, which means before Shemona Esrei, and then we blow Tekios again during Shemona Esrei. We call it the Tekios Demiyushav and the Tekios Dima Umad. Why do we have to do two sets of tekios? The Ikar HaDin is that really we only need to blow 9 or 10 blasts, and just because of the sveikos of what exactly the definition of trua is, whether it's a trua, a shvarim, or a shvarim trua, so we have to blow 30 blasts to be sure. So why do we do 30 Dima Yushav and then another 30 Dima Umad? So the Gemara gives a very challenging answer to understand. Kedei la'arbev ha-satan, in order to confound the satan. Whatever that means, that somehow that confuses the satan and throws this whole argument into disarray when he hears us blow two sets of shofar blasts. But the fundamental question that the Rishonim grapple with is, okay, granted, for whatever reason, whatever kedei la'arbev ha-satan means, The clear point over here is that we're blowing two sets of shofar blasts. We're blowing Demi Yushav and again Demi Uman. Which one is the real tkiyah, and which one is the additional one that's just kedei la'arbev ha-satan? Meaning, which one is the real mitzvah? Is the real mitzvah the shofar that we blow right before Shemona Esrei, or is it the one that we blow during Musaf by the Malchus Achronos and Shofros? What's the real mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? So the Tur in Simen Tavkof Pehe writes, Avali Olam Iker Tkiyah Hi Mu'umad Shu'al Seder HaBracha. It says definitely the real mitzvah is the mitzvah that we do during Shemona Esrei. And the proof is because you're doing it in a better way. You're doing it al Seder Malchus Achronos and Shofros, which is the way that we're supposed to arrange the tkiyos. So that must be the real tkiyos. The real tkiyos is the second set of tkiyos, not the first set of tkiyos. And the Torah clearly gets this from the Ran. The Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Bedaf Arif, Lama tokenim rin kshen yoshvin, v'tokenim rin kshen omdin. Why do we blow when we're sitting and again when we're standing? Again, it means why do we blow shofar before davening and then again during Shmon Esrei? Pirish kibin sha'asidin litkoa kshen omdin. Since anyway we're going to blow shofar during Shmon Esrei, did tekiyos shal seder brachos hein ikar, says the Ran, because the tekiyos on the seder of the brachos together with malchus chodesh shofar, that's the ikar, that's the primary mitzvah of tekiyos shofar. Lama token marim kshen yoshvin. So why do we bother blowing shofar before Shmon Esrei? What's the point? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the way the Ran understands the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's not asking why do we blow the second set. It's asking why do we blow the first set. And the Gemara's answer is, oh, the first set is just Kedei La'arbei V'Sasatan. He's going to think we're done, and he's going to fall asleep by the time we're up to the real Tekios, and he's not going to be there to bother us when we get to the real mitzvah, when we get to the real Tekios. So what emerges is very clearly from the Tosos, and from the Ran, in the Tur, and the truth is Tosos and Maseches Pesachim alludes to this as well. Tosos and Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav, when he talks about, when the Gemara over there talks about a case where you have a person, let's say, who doesn't have any vegetable other than lettuce at the Seder. So he has, lettuce is wonderful because you can use that for the mitzvah of Mara. It's the ideal vegetable to use for the mitzvah of Mara. Problem is he doesn't have anything to use for karpas. So all he's got is lettuce. So he's going to need to use lettuce for karpas. He's going to need to use lettuce again for Mara. So the Gemara says, okay, but you have to do that. You have to use the lettuce both times. But the Gemara struggles, when should you say the bracha of Alechilas Mara? So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, you can't possibly say the bracha of Alechilas Mara when you get up to the Mara part of the Seder, because you already ate Mara earlier on. So even though the Mara part of the Seder is when you're trying to do the mitzvah of Mara, but you can't make a bracha after Alachar Shemile Kresa Emenu, after you already filled your stomach with it, you're then going to go make a bracha on the Mara? Doesn't make sense. So Tosla says, you know, it's just like by Shofar. What's the Gemara trying to say over there? Why can't you say a bracha on the Mara when it comes time for the Mara, if just because you ate some earlier? Tosla says, just like by Shofar. Clearly the main Shofar blowing is the one we do during Shmon Esrei. But when do we say the bracha? We say the bracha before the first set. So you say the bracha before the first time you do something, not before the primary time that you do something. So the primary time is definitely according to Tosfos, according to the Ran, according to the Tur, the primary tekios are the tekios de Me'umad. It's the tekios during Shmon Esrei, not the first set of shofros. That is one approach. The other approach is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Shofar, Halach Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Bedin haya sheyitku al kol bracha kol bava mehen shalosh pa'amim kederach shetaku kshen yoshvin. That really during the tekiyos to Me'umad we should blow by malchios tashat tarat tashrat, and we should blow by zechronos tashat tarat tashrat. Right, we should keep switching off what that middle blast is, a shvarim matrua, shvarim trua, and again by shofros the same tashat tarat tashrat. That's what really we should do, because we should try to cover our bases to make sure we get the kashra kind of tekiah by each, the malchios, achronos, and shofros. But says the Rambam, since we already, alakivan sheyatsu midei safek betekiyos shemiyushav, since we already covered all the sfeikos with the first set of shofar blasts before we started Shmon Esrei, ein matrichan al tzibur lachzor ben kulan al seder brachos. You don't have to be perfect the second time around. Second time round is it's only Kedei La'arvei V'Satan, it's only to mix things in order to make it, I'll say there are brachos. But it's not really the primary mitzvah. The primary mitzvah was already done before Shmona Esrei, and he did it right then. So we don't have to make it to confuse the Baal Tokeah with Tashat, Tarat. Let him just stay consistent. You say Tashat, 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 good, so it'll be easier for him. Tarat, 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 it'll be easier for him. You don't have to mix it up so much during the Tekiyos to Me'umad. The clear impression you get from the Rambam is that the tekiyos to Miyushav are the Iker, that the Iker tekiyos are the first set of tekiyos, not the second set of tekiyos. And in fact, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says this way as well, that the tekiyos to Miyushav are the Iker, we only blow a second set of tekiyos, Kedei La'arbev, as a satan, in order to confound the satan. And Tosfos writes this way in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin as well. This is the opinion of some Balei HaTosfos and the Rambam. Now you may have noticed that we set up two shitos. There's the shita that the Tkios Tum Umar of the Iker and the shita that Tkios Tum Yushav of the Iker. Now who are the names attached with each shita? So the first shita that says Tkios Tum Umar of the Iker, that the second Tkios of the Iker, that was the Tur, that was the Ran and Tosfos. The second shita was the Rambam and Tosfos. So l'chora we have a problem because Tosfos ends up on both sides of the argument. Tosfos says Tzkios Tumumar of the Iker, and he says Tzkios Tumyushav of the Iker. So there is a comment that the Yamshel Shlomo has in his Hakdama to his commentary Mesechta Baba Kama. Marshal in his commentary in his Hakdama to Baba Kama really let you know what he thinks about the development of learning in his time and what happened over the years in terms of the way people learn and which Rishonim did a wonderful service to the community through writing their commentaries and which ones did a terrible disservice to the community with writing their commentaries. He's not a huge fan of the Rambam, Marshal. He thought that the Rambam did the wrong thing by writing a commentary without telling you where he got anything from, because no one knows what he's talking about, no one knows where he got anything from. He is a very big fan of the Ramban, and he tells you what he thinks about everybody. And one of the things he says is that the Balei HaTosfos, it's wonderful, but you can never ask kashas from one Tosfos on another Tosfos, because the Tosfos in one Masechta is not necessarily the same author as the Tosfos in another Masechta. I mean, it's not like the Ramban, where you're dealing with the same author throughout all the Masechtas. So if you have a stira in Ramban, you have a genuine stira, you actually have a kasha. You have a stira in Tosfos, it's not really a stira, because Tosfos in one Masechta, and you get the impression when you learn through different Masechtas, sometimes you read through the Tosfos and you know that it just sounds different, that it's speaking a different language than Tosfos will in other Masechtas. So you can't ask a kasha necessarily that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says different than Tosfos in Pesachim. That's to be expected. Sometimes Tosfos in one place will say different than Tosfos in the other place. But you can ask a kasha in the Ran. Seems to be a stira in the Ran as well. The Ran in the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and Dav Yoram Beis B'Dav Erev, writes, Va'anu achshav noagim l'tkova al seder abrachos tashrat l'malchios tashat l'zichronos tarat l'shofros. The Ran quotes this idea that we should blow a separate type of set for each Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, u'kamosh kasav rav fasi zal b'halachos. And the Ran says, "V'tzarich iyun sharei hayolanu la'asosum kulon l'malchios v'chein l'zichronos v'chein l'shofros." He asks the same kasha the Rambam asked, that why don't we do tashrat, tashat, tarat, tashrat for each Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? After all, we're trying to be yotzei safik d'oraisa. We're trying to fulfill all the possible possibilities. And he says, and that which the Rif writes, that it's just a tirchi yaseira, it's too much of a burden on the tzibur and the tokeya to get all those different types of blasts in close proximity to each other. He says he doesn't find what the big tirch is. It's hard to imagine why that's such a terrible tirch. What's the big deal? So he'll listen to the Makri and he'll blow whatever the Makri says to blow. Why is that such a terrible tircha? And then he quotes the famous sheet of Rav Haigon that probably we're assuming that all of them are kosher. It's not that we blow a shvarim once and a trua once and a shvarim trua because only one of them is kosher and want to get it right. One of them is preferred, but they're all kosher. So since they're all kosher anyway, so it's okay to blow three tashats on Malchios, three tarats on Zichronos, and three tashrats on Shofros. That's perfectly fine to do, said the Ran. But the implication you get from the Ran is that the basic idea of the Rif is correct, meaning that he just doesn't like the idea that the Rif calls it a tircha de tzibura, but if the Ran were to hold that the Ikra Tekios were the Tekios to Mu'umad, so then he wouldn't deal so cavalierly with the Rif. He would be much stronger against the Rif. It must be sounds from the Ran that the Ran really holds that the Tekios de Miyushav, that the first set of Tekios are the real Tekios, like the Rambam, like the Rif, that the first set is the real set, and the second set is just to confound the Satan, that's the way to understand the Gemara. So it does seem like a stira in the Ran. Not only that, it seems like a stira in the Tur as well. The Tur writes, on the one hand, that, like we said before, that the Ikar Tekios are the second set of Tekios, and then it's in Tavkav Sadi Beis, the Tur quotes from the Rif, that you yotze yuchiyuv with the Tekios to Miyushav, and he leaves that alone, and he doesn't comment on it. He doesn't critique it. Sounds like the Tekios to Miyushav, you are yotze the mitzvah. So now this leads us into our topic, meaning the idea that Rishonim are going to say, Some Rishonim say lechatchila it's the best, and other Rishonim say that at least you're yotze your mitzvah by blowing the first set of tkios, and yet still it's preferable and it's required that you blow a second set of tkios during Shmoneh Esrei. Well, wait a second. If I already got the full mitzvah of shofar by blowing the tkios to Miyushav, what's the advantage of blowing again, of blowing tkios to Me'umad? So it's only kedei la'arbeif ha'satan, it's only to confuse the satan, but it's not a mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That works well if you assume that the ikr is tkiyos to me'umad, and then tkiyos to me'umad are kedei la'arbeif ha'satan. Let's say you hold the ikr is tkiyos to me'umad. You hold like what it sounds like from the Ran, that the ikr and from the Torah, that the ikr is the second set. You're definitely yotzei with the first set. You definitely get the mitzvah when you blow 30 kolos. What do you do if someone can't make it to shul on Rosh Hashanah? So you go to their house and you blow 30 kolos for them. Not all say there are brachos, not with malchus achros, you blow 30 kolos. Are they yotzei the mitzvah? Absolutely. So in shul, when we hear those first 30 kolos, are we yotzei the mitzvah? 100% we're yotzei the mitzvah. So what are we doing then? And how is it? So we're going to blow a second set of tkios for what? So that we can, so that we can get it al seder our brachos, but it's too late to get it al seder our brachos. We already yotze the mitzvah. What emerges from here is the answer seems to be that yes, once you did the mitzvah, you can still go back and improve on the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is over already. You could have finished the mitzvah entirely. 30 kolos, kolah deos yuri yotze tasha tara tashrat. You did everything, but still you didn't do it al seder our brachos. So when a mitzvah is over, you can go back and improve on the mitzvah. Where else do we see this concept that after a mitzvah has already been accomplished and it's already done, you can still go back and improve on the mitzvah? So we find this in seven other places in halacha. One place is what we were discussing before, the sugyim psachim daf kuftezvav about maror. So the Gemara says that if you only have lettuce to use, as for karpas and for maror, so you eat lettuce by karpas, and then you eat lettuce again by maror. So you eat lettuce twice. And there's machlokas samurayim. Yeah, but when do you say the bracha of alechilas maror? Should you say it the second time when you're doing it betoras maror, because that's when you're really eating it for maror? Or should you do it the first time, because how could you make a bracha of alechilas maror after you already filled your stomach with maror earlier in the seder? Now, the assumption would seem to be that regardless of what you hold with the bracha, we are eating maror a second time. Meaning, even after using maror for karpas, and if you're allowed to say the bracha, let's say let's assume, like the opinion in the Gemara, that you say the bracha the first time. You say the bracha of alechilas maror by karpas, and you eat the maror then. Then later on, when it comes time for the matzah and the maror, you can eat maror again. Why? Why you can eat maror again later on? And you're going to do it with charosas, you're going to do it with korech, with maror and matzah together. Why? You already were mekayim the mitzvah of maror earlier on. Elamai, what it seems to be is, and this is not the way the Mishnah Berurah understands, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands is ein hachinami, the second time is not really the mitzvah. Second time you're just doing it to get a second dipping, because, you know, we asked in Manashtana, why do we dip twice? So you got to dip a second time, so you got to dip something, so we dip the maror the second time. But really, once you ate maror, it's really over already. Doesn't sound that way from the Rishonim, though. If you look at the Rashi Masechet Pesachim, the Rashbam Masechet Pesachim, it doesn't sound that way at all. It sounds like even if you had to eat lettuce for karpas, your real mitzvah of maror is the second time. It's later on in the Seder when you're actually up to maror. But how could that be your real mitzvah of maror? You already ate the maror by the karpas. Elamai, what you see is, even if you did the mitzvah already, if there's a way that it could be done better, meaning in the proper order, at the proper spot in the Seder, so there's a way, with the Tibul B'charosos and everything, there's a way that it can be done better, you can go back and do the mitzvah again, just to get it done in the better type of way.
What about the issue of whether or not you can be yotze two mitzvahs with one ma'aseh?
What do you mean two
mitzvahs?
I know some mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos.
You have the mitzvah of karpas, you have the mitzvah of maror, you have one piece of lettuce, you're eating one thing, how can you be yotze both
with
one?
So, right, so the poskim discuss, the Rishonim discuss in that same sugya, the same Balei HaTosfos discuss whether that's a violation of Einos mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos, to be yotze the maror both. Meaning that might be the svara why not to make a bracha of alechilas maror on the karpas. But assuming that we do make a bracha, like the Shita and the Gemara, that you do make a bracha of alechilas maror on the karpas, so obviously you're saying that you're getting the mitzvah of maror, otherwise. It's ridiculous. It can't be that you're making the bracha of alechilas maror now for a maror that you can eat an hour from now. Obviously, it's that this counts. So for whatever reason, we're not concerned that that's chavilos chavilos, that that's considered bundling up mitzvahs on a single chepzah, for whatever reason. Could be because karpa is not really a mitzvah, it's just a way to get out of the bracha later on, whatever it might be, but it could be that that we're not concerned about it. So this is another example, again, where we see that you did a mitzvah, mitzvah's over, but you could have done it better, so you're allowed to go back and do it again just to do it better. Where else do we see? Another example we see is in Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Chaf, at the very end of Maseches Pesachim. The Rishonim seem to indicate, someone actually asked me this on Pesach, in the hotel I was at, on Pesach, someone asked me this question, he says, according to many Rishonim, the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is the Afikom. Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikom, the Ikar Mitzvah of Achilles Matzah is the Afikom. If you ever learned the 10th paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, it's very popularly taught in yeshivas, in elementary schools, and high schools, very popular parak, the 10th paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. The very first Mishnah, in the 10th paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, says that Arvei Pesachim, Samach L'mincha L'yochla Ad Shetechshach, that on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat in the latter part of the day of Erev Pesach. Why? Why can't you eat in the later part of the day on Erev Pesach? So Rashi, the Rashbam, all the Rishonim point out, Kedei Sheyochel Matzah, I forgot the exact Lashon, but it's in here somewhere. So, Kedei Sheyochel Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Teyavon, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Because we want you to eat Matzah Shal Mitzvah with a hearty appetite, you should be excited about the Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Rashbam adds, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, which is an interesting phrase to use in that context. That tells you about a certain type of Hidr Mitzvah. Apparently, Hidr Mitzvah is not just in having a nicer piece of matzah, or a nicer esrog, a nicer chefetz shel mitzvah, but the excitement that one goes into the mitzvah with is also considered a hidur mitzvah. But leaving aside the hidur mitzvah issue, what's the whole purpose of not eating late in the day on Erev Pesach? So that you'll be excited to eat when it comes time to eat the matzah. But wait a second. If you hold like Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosos, that the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the afikomen, so by the time you're doing the ikar mitzvah of matzah, the real main mitzvah of matzah, you already ate matzah. You ate earlier in the Seder. You already, there is no Teyavon anymore. You ate matzah, you ate mar, you ate shulchan aruch, you ate everything. So what does that mean? That, so that you could eat the matzah, the Teyavon. So I thought, my boich svara was, you know, my balabatish svara that I thought off the top of my head was, that sometimes if you eat fast, if you eat something in close proximity to each other, your mind hasn't caught up with your stomach yet, so you still think you're hungry. If you just ate. Meaning, if you're in the middle of a meal, you could eat much more than if you were to eat slowly. If you eat slowly, so your stomach fills up and you realize that you're full, and then you're not so hungry anymore. If you eat on Erev Yantif, so by the time you eat again, you're not going to be hungry by the time it comes to matzah. But whatever you eat during the Seder, we're not so worried about, because that's what you just ate. So your mind hasn't yet chapped that you ate all that food yet, so you're still going to be hungry. That's what I thought the Balabatish Svara would be. But Rav Asher Weiss points out there's a much better Svara. The better Svara is exactly what we're saying now. That it could be that the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is the matzah that we eat Zecher to the Korban Pesach, the Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Hafikom, the last thing that we eat in the night of the Seder. But, and it could be, that we yotzei the mitzvah of matzah when we make the alachilas matzah earlier on in the Seder. They're both true. You could do the mitzvah alachilas matzah during the time of matzah before the Shulchan Aruch, before you eat the Seudah, and that is your mitzvah of matzah, but it's not the best way to do the mitzvah of matzah. The best way to do the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah min amuvchar, is the afikomen. So you can go back and do that later. And that's what we do. So even though you already did the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is done, complete, there's no doubt you already, the check is written in your box up in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you full credit for the mitzvah, but since there's a way to do it better, you can go back and do it again to make sure you do it better. That's what it seems from those shitos in Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim. So that's a third example. We have so far the tekios, the marar, the afikomen. Third example where you did a mitzvah and yet you can go back to do it again, this time doing it better. The afikomen is dafka al asova, yeah.
So that made a question that when it says not to eat so that you have a tail, it can't be talking about afikomen. When the halacha of afikomen is dafka al asova, don't eat.
Right, but that just strengthens the kasha. Meaning that just strengthens the kasha. So how could that be the ikar mitzvah of matzah then? Meaning if the whole point of not eating is so that you'll be hungry for the matzah, so that must be referring to the matzah earlier on, not the matzah later on.
It has to be the matzah earlier on.
So the answer is yes, it is the matzah earlier on. So how could all these Rishonim say the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is later? The Iker mitzvah of matzah is later, but you have to do the mitzvah first, l'te'avon, at the alachilas matzah part of the seder before the shulchan. But since there's a better way to do it, as a zechel afikomen, you can go back and do it again for the afikomen, and that's still a kiyum mitzvah, even though you already did the mitzvah earlier on in the seder.
I'm talking about
it's
the same mitzvah.
Same mitzvah. Yeah.
Why isn't it considered Hidur? Like, you mentioned the, I don't remember who you
the Beis Halevi with the Esrog.
Yeah, I mean, like, your yoga, you good. Take a $30
so,
set and...
Exactly.
And
so the question we're going to have to come back to is, once we finish our 7 or 8 rayas that this is okay to do, to go back and do a mitzvah again, does that mean the Beis Halevi was wrong? Meaning, is all of this a giant proof against the Beis Halevi? Maybe, if I have 2 Esrogim, one of them is Vaday Kasher, but it's not Muhudar, I can take that Esrog, and then take a more Muhudar one, that may or may not be Kasher, but take the more Muhudar one. Why? Because, yeah, I did the mitzvah already, but I'm allowed to go back and improve on the mitzvah. Right? So maybe the Beis Halevi was wrong. So we have to see what, you know, if there's any way to justify the Beis Halevi in light of all this. But let's go through some more examples first. The Rama writes in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rama writes in Simin Mem Vav Si'if Tes, V'tov Lomar B'Shachris Achar Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kvon Malchsol Yom Ved Ki Lefa'amim Shawim in Kriya Shema Lekrosa Shalob Zmana V'yotzi B'zeh. Happens all the times in a lot of shuls that don't adjust the starting time to make Zman Kriya Shema, or make sure that they make Zman Kriya Shema, where the starting time of davening will be before Zman Kriya Shema, but there's no chance that they're actually going to say Kriya Shema before Zman Kriya Shema. So what do they tell you to do? So for those who are there on time, they'll give a clap during the Karbanos, right before the Karbanos, and they'll say, when you get to the Shema, that you say before the Karbanos, say all 3 parshas of Kriya Shema, and you'll be Yotze the mitzvah. Now, being Yotze the mitzvah at that point, you definitely get the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If you say Kriya Shema before you come to davening, you say all 3 parshas, definitely get the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Is it the mitzvah b'shlei Musa? Is it the mitzvah min ha-muvchar? Absolutely not. The mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, is to do Kriya Shema al seder ha-brachos, to get it together with the brachos of Kriya Shema. Says the Rama, here's what you should do. If you're not sure if your shul's going to make it or not, you think you have time to make it, but you're not sure the shul's going to make it, say all 3 parshios earlier, just in case you don't make it. And then if you make it, matov manayim, so you made it. But if you didn't make it, so you'll get the mitzvah now. So what does that mean, that I should say it now just in case I don't make it? So the Magen Avraham says what it means is that you should have kavana that you're not being yotzei the mitzvah if you do make it, but if you don't make it, you are being yotzei the mitzvah. Meaning, have kavana al tanai. You should have in mind that if we make this Zman Kriya Shema, then what I'm doing right now, it doesn't count for anything. But if we don't make this Zman Kriya Shema, then this should be my mitzvah d'orais of Kriya Shema. That's how Rekiva Eger writes explicitly, that im yavru hare yotze bazeh, v'im lo yavru lo yotze bazeh, that if we pass the Zman and we're not going to make it later, so I want to be yotze now, and if we don't pass the Zman, then I don't want to be yotze now. However, the Rama never said that. The Rama never said anything about a tanai. He never said anything about adjusting your kavana, or about thinking about if we will make it, we want. All he said is, if you're in a shul where they might not make it, say the parshios of Kriya Shema early. Nothing about building a condition in, making a tanai. The impression you get from the Rama is that you don't make any tanai. It could be that this whole idea of making a tanai in your kiyum mitzvah, it could be that it doesn't even work. But the impression you get from the Rama is certainly that you don't have to do it over here. Well, why not? Why wouldn't you have to make a tanai? If you're saying 3 parshios of Kriya Shema earlier, you're getting the mitzvah, no? So aren't you robbing yourself of the opportunity to do the mitzvah the right way later on with the Seder HaBrachos? So apparently, even if you get the mitzvah earlier, if you do make it in the Zman later on with the Seder HaBrachos, that's okay. You could do it again, the mitzvah B'Shlei Musa. You can go back and do the mitzvah again the right way the second time. So you did the mitzvah you did the mitzvah in a way that you got credit for it the first time. Good, you got the mitzvah. But because there's a better way to do it, you could do it again, and this time you do it the better way. That's what apparently emerges from the discussion about Kriya Shema. Now, what would the Magen Avraham and Rukhi Veger say? Magen Avraham and Rukhi Veger obviously don't think that's the case. They think you have to make this tonight because you're not allowed to just rely on the fact that you'll do the mitzvah again. Apparently, it's not okay to do the mitzvah again. So it could be, Rav Asher suggests, that there are 2 ways to understand why it is that you would be allowed to do a mitzvah again after you already got credit for the mitzvah. One way to understand it is that even though you did the mitzvah, But the details of the mitzvah you haven't done, so you're allowed to go back to fill in those details. Meaning, I did the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so I got the mitzvah, but I'm missing some details in Birchoseha, the details of saying Kriya Shema in the context of the brachos, so I can fill in those details later on. That's a little bit difficult to understand. If I did the mitzvah, so the second time I'm only doing details and not the mitzvah, so I'm connecting my first action, which was the mitzvah, with what I'm doing later on, which is the details. Now, it's more likely, according to the Magen Avraham Rebbe Kivegra at least, says Rav Asher Weiss, is that when it comes to a mitzvah that has an additional kiyuma mitzvah every time you do it, so then you can do it again and do it for real the second time. Meaning, the mitzvah of matzah, let's say. So there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah. Let's say you eat more than kazayis. Do you get any extra credit for eating more than a kazayis? So it could very well be that yes. That if you eat a second kazayis on the night of the Seder, it's a bigger mitzvah. It's a continual kiyuma mitzvah. The more matzah you eat, the bigger kiyuma mitzvah it is. So when you continue to do more of something that itself is a kiyuma mitzvah, then you could fill in the details later on. Because you're not just filling in details. You're filling in details together with a kiyuma mitzvah. But by Kriya Shema, are you really doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema the second time around? Whenever we get to saying those psukim of Shema, and we're not actually still chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, let's say it's past the Zman Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Brachos talks about. What if you say the three parashas Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema? So you know what the Mishnah Brachos calls it? It's Kikori Batorah. It's like you're reading psukim, it's Talmud Torah. But it's got nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Once the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is done, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is done. Reading Kriya Shema multiple times doesn't enhance your kiyum mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's Talmud Torah, it's nice, wonderful, but it's not your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Eating matzah multiple times may enhance your mitzvah of matzah each time, because each time it's a kiyum mitzvah of matzah. It could be, it's possible. So maybe that's what the Magen Avraham Rebbe Kivegra would say when it comes to the Kriya Shema.
With Kriya Shema, does the fact that you're saying it in the context of a bracha, meaning the Kadesh Hashem Kavar Avim, does that play a role?
No, but it's not the Birchos Kriya Shema, okay. So it wouldn't be sufficient. Another example where this comes up: the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Peches Siv Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Hilchos Megillah the following situation. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you have a city that you're not sure if it was Mekefes Chomim and Mos Yoshua Ben Nun, if it was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yoshua Ben Nun or not. So you don't know. So you don't know if you should read Megillah on Yudalit or should read Megillah on Tezvav. So Shulchan Aruch says, read Megillah on both days, Yudalit and Tezvav. This is based on Rishonim already. The Ran talks about this. There's a famous Mishnah Melech that deals with this, right? But that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Read Megillah both Yudalit and Tezvav. And when should you say the Bracha? So he says, well, say the bracha on Yudalit. And the Acharonim explain why. Why in Yudalit, not that you don't know. Maybe Tezvav is your real day. Why would you say the bracha on Yudalit, not Tezvav? So the way the Acharonim explain it is, let's say this city is really a Tezvav city. Are you Mekayim the mitzvah when you read on Yudalit? Yeah, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. First Mishnah Masechta Megillah says, Megillah Nikreis, Yudalit, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalit, Tezvav. You can never be Mekayim Mitzvah earlier than Yer Aleph or later than Tezvav. But Yer Aleph, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah a little early. So there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah when you do it early. But let's say you're really in a Yudalit city. You don't know what your city is. So let's say it's really a Yudalit city. Are you Mekayim with Tezvav? No, you're not Mekayim with Tezvav. So it's safer to read the Megillah with a bracha on Yudalit and not say the bracha on Tezvav. That's how the Acharonim explain. Well, wait a second. If I'm really in a city that's supposed to read in Tezvah, and I read on Yudalit, so the reason I said the bracha on Yudalit is why? Because I'm Mekayim the mitzvah for sure. So what am I doing reading on Tezvah? I was reading Mekayim the mitzvah on Yudalit. I said a bracha, I was Mekayim the mitzvah, that's the reason I said the bracha. So why would I read again on the next day? So again, the yesod seems to be that yes, you got the mitzvah. But when you're in a city that's Mekeves Chom and Yosef Yishu Ben Nun, the best way to do the mitzvah is to read on Tezvah. So you did the mitzvah, but not in the best way. So you got your credit for the mitzvah, but you're allowed to go back and do it better a second time. So again, you see that you sowed, that you can go back and do it better a second time. Another example, also related to Megillah. There's a minhag in many, many places, in most shuls, that when they lay in the Megillah, there are certain psukim that the entire tzibur says out loud, and then the Baal Koreh says it mitoch haksav afterwards, right? So they bold them in the printed versions of the Megillah in the back of the Chumashim, so you can know which psukim you're supposed to say out loud, and then the Baal Koreh repeats those psukim. Now, it's becoming more and more popular for people to actually have a cloth Megillah in front of them. But I don't know, when I was a kid, I don't remember so many people having a cloth Megillah. It was, you know, a few people in the shul had a cloth, but we always had Chumash. Most people were following along with Chumashim. So you're following along with the Chumash, right? That's not Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. You're not reading from a Megillah. Now, the halacha is, if the Baal Koreh, let's say, gets distracted and he turns his head and he continues to read a pasuk, but he's not reading mitoch haksav for a pasuk in the middle of the Megillah, yotzei, it's fine. It doesn't work by Kriyas HaTorah. It's a big challenge with bar mitzvah boys sometimes. You got to make sure they look inside because they know it so well. You know, if they've been drilled and drilled and drilled that they don't always want to look inside. But you have to look inside. But by Megillah, you could say a palpeh. B'diavad. But l'charchila, of course you're supposed to read it mitoch haksav. So what are we doing over here? We have the Baal Koreh is reading the Megillah. Great, it's all mitoch haksav. He stops. Everyone says it baal peh. And then he goes and he reads it mitoch haksav. That pasuk that we just said baal peh. Now saying the pasuk baal peh, we're yotzei when we say it baal peh. We get the mitzvah. But we're doing it in a b'dievet way. On purpose. We're doing it in a b'dievet way. So why are we doing that? Elamai, what must we assume? Yeah, we're doing it in a b'dievet way. But in a half a second, we'll make up for it because we're going to do it again in the l'charchila way. But I already read that pasuk. I already did the mitzvah. That's fine. Even if you already did the mitzvah, even if you already read the pasuk, you can go back and do it again and this time do it better. So we see again that same idea that even after a mitzvah is done, it can be done better a second time. Another example. The halacha is, the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Ayin Aleph, that in Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush on Friday night, one is Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush Midor Raisa in Tefillah in the Friday night davening. Good? So there's a whole discussion. You're Yotzei the Kiddush Midor Raisa Friday night, so when you come home and you say Kiddush Alakos, it's not really a mitzvah Dor Raisa anymore, so how can you be Motzi your wife if she didn't daven Marav? All discussion in the Achronim, how this works, the Dalgum Ravav, whatever, all big discussion. But definitely, the Magen Avraham says, you yotze your mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night, in shul, when you daven in shul. Now, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva to his father-in-law, he has a tshuva to Rabbi Kiva Eger. When Chassam Sofer writes, in source number 13, I'm sorry, the copies came out a little bad, he says, Masha kasav mari chami hagimel, the third issue you raise with me, the nichnas lebeso b'matzoi Shabbos, kfar spalo v'yotze yidei chavasa d'oraisa b'abdala shabetfila. He says the Rabbi Kiveger was bothered. On Motzai Shabbos, you have the same issue. We're already mekayim the mitzvah of Havdalah in Tefillah, in Shul, and then we come home, so we're not chayiv in Havdalah anymore on a Doraisa level. Kvar kosafti b'makom acher, d'b'tefillah hava kimechavnim lahedya shalo lotzei sidei chavaso, kidei shiya kiddush makom sudal ayayin Doraisa. Uki'ilu leiv chacham masim ozeh. Chassam Sofer says what you have to assume is that when people daven, they're specifically having in mind that they don't want to get the mitzvah of Kiddush. I mean, even though the Magen Avraham is right, you can get the mitzvah of Kiddush in davening on Friday night, but we don't want to, because we want our mitzvah of Kiddush to be done together with the Suda, Kiddush Makom Suda, in the best possible way. So why would I want it done in a less good way during davening if I could do it in a better way later on? That's quite a chiddush, though, quite an assumption the Chassam Sofer is making, that we're all having in mind. So he says, no, I know you're not all having anything in mind. No one's having anything in mind on Friday night other than I'm tired. No one's thinking anything. No, let's assume, no, don't assume anything. But leiv beis din masna aleihem. That it's as if when Chazal were Mesake and Kiddush, that they said, we are now putting in your mind that you don't want to get the mitzvah during davening. And that works, and that takes away my mitzvah d'oraisa during davening. That's quite a big chiddush. That Chazal had the right to say that I am not having kavana to be yotzei during davening? I never said I'm not having kavana to be yotzei during davening. Why do they have the right to take away my kavana during davening? What's perhaps more likely is I am yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush midaraisa during davening, but I want to do it better. So I do it a second time later on when I get home. and this time I'm going to do it better. I'm going to do the mitzvah of Kiddush, not the Rabbanan, of Kiddush da'oraisa again, but this time together with the Suda, this time the Makom Suda. Even though I already did the mitzvah, you can go back and do the mitzvah again, and this time with the Suda. And the final raya that Rav Asher has to this idea is the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says that Rav would daven sitting down when he was in his Beis Medrash and he was preparing his shir and he was distracted and he couldn't stand and focus, and then he would daven again standing up when he got home because he wasn't totally focused the first time. So what was he doing the first time? Brach Levatala? Saying Brachos and Shemoneh Esrei Levatala? No, he got the mitzvah of tefillah, but he could have done better. So since he could have done better, he goes back and does it again. Rav Asher discusses, like, for example, the Rambam, we've discussed many times, Rambam says that if a person doesn't have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so he has to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, right? But if you don't have kavanah in other brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you have kavanah in the first bracha, you don't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So what does that mean? And nowadays, what do? If you don't have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, do we go back and repeat? So nowadays we don't do that at all. Why? Because you're probably not going to have kavanah the second time either. And we assume that it's going to be a waste of time. You're going to go back and repeat, you're not going to have kavanah the second time either. So why do any of us daven? Meaning, if you assume that after I daven Shemoneh Esrei and I realize I didn't have kavanah the first time, so I'm probably not going to have kavanah the second time either, well, then I probably won't have kavanah the first time. So why should I even bother davening the first time? We're making the assumption that nobody's having kavanah. So what's the point of davening? So Rav Avadya Yosef writes in a tshuva, someone that he saw, someone said to him that, yeah, Taka, we shouldn't daven anymore, because, and he goes, nuts, what are you talking about, we shouldn't daven anymore, it's crazy. Elamai, maybe what the Rambam means is that you do get some sort of kiyum mitzvah of tefillah, but it's not enough of a kiyum mitzvah to suffice and to be happy with. And you have to therefore go back and daven again. But if you're not going to have kavanah the second time, so it's not going to be any better than the davening you already did, so don't go back and do it. If you didn't daven at all yet, you still have to daven. You haven't done anything yet. But if you davened at all, you davened, you just didn't have proper kavanah, so it's not going to make sense to repeat it if you're not going to do better the second time. But be that as it may, when all the dust settles, what does seem very clear is that once a person does a mitzvah, you can go back and do the mitzvah again in a better way. There is a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha. A man can be Mekadesh and Isha directly. He can give a woman a ring and say, I am Mekadesh Shli, or he can send a Shliach. So why does it say Bo U B'Shlucha? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mi B'Shlucha. It says Bo first because the mitzvah is to do it yourself rather than send a Shliach. So let's say a person sends a Shliach to be Mekadesh and Isha. The Rivash writes this in the Tshuva. It says a man sends a Shliach to be Mekadesh and Isha. And then he realizes, Yesh Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha, it's Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucha. Should he do it again? Do it again, this time it's Yesh Mekadesh Bo. According to everything we've been saying, seven rayas, you did a mitzvah once, you can go back and do it again and fill it in with all the mitzvah min hamufkar, with all the proper yidurim the second time. So that's ridiculous. Of course you're not going to do it again. Well, why not? Isn't that a raya that you can't fill it in after you've already done a mitzvah? So the Pashto says that's an entirely different case. That's a Rivash's raya, that Yitaka can't. That you can't go fill it in later on. But the truth is, that's probably an entirely different case, because over there we're talking about a chalos kiddushin. And it's not about the mitzvah of the mice of kiddushin, it's about creating a certain status. Once the status is created, you can't be Mekadesh Nisha, that's right, Mekadesh, it's just Choser Mashmaos, it doesn't mean anything. Maybe eating the second Messiah of Matzah does mean something. Maybe taking Lulav again does mean something. But being Mekadesh Nisha, that's already Mekadesh, that doesn't mean anything at all. The part that we didn't get to, if you take a look in the back of the Marmar Kamos, is how we deal with the Beis Halevi, Rav Chaim, and the Brisker Rav, with Hidur Mitzvah, if all of these rayas are correct, that you can go back and do a mitzvah a second time for Mitzvah Menamuchah.